things around, as always. Things are not getting any better, and I'm getting more and more indications that a lot of very important news is being suppressed about the condition of the average American home, about their lives, about our lifestyle and our country. It's not a good situation. We cannot count on the mainstream media here or anywhere, really, to present the truth to us. We have to look elsewhere. And this is certainly one of the places I would hope you'd look. I don't know what to tell you about many of the other big name platforms out there, except a lot of them are clearly created. They're compromised. They're beholden to somebody or something. Many of them you'd never guess because they're very slick. Many of them are obviously controlled and part of the matrix. And it's a big matrix. Big story today, I guess, in a way, is Representative Ana Paulina Luna. Very self-assured young lady. if not snippy, she's smart. She's been tabbed. She's being groomed. She is under the wing of the power structure. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see her. She's in the House now, in the Senate, and then jump right to the White House. It wouldn't surprise me. 9 months ago, what was Ana Paulina Luna doing? She was chair of the UFO-UAP hearings. George Knapp testified, others testified. Where did that go? Did that result in disclosure? No. But it gave her another feather, a media feather for her cap. Now this, today, is another one. Representative Ana Paulina Luna accuses the CIA of crimes against Americans at what they're calling explosive MK-Ultra hearings. They just started today. I don't know that anything explosive happened today. I'm going to play the introduction in a moment, but back with us tonight to talk about this. And the whole issue of MK-Ultra certainly is tied into the targeted individual outrage that has been going on probably just as long as the MK-Ultra experiments. And I think they're still going on, although different name is most likely involved, not MK-Ultra. Nobody was ever held accountable. Nobody. Not Gottlieb, not Helms, not any of them. Nobody was held accountable for all the horrors that were perpetrated against Americans in the name of intel science. Hello, Eric. Welcome back.
Good evening, Jeff. Thanks for having me on to talk about this. It is, as I've said before, I spent a 30-year career as a physical geography professor at three universities, retired in 2011, and have taken my retirement time and energy to pursue questions that I thought were imperative to understand. And so I've been researching all kinds of things and putting them out on my five websites, including 911nwo.com, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, naturalclimatechange.org, and a couple others.
Don't forget the big one. Knitting can be fun. That's one of your best. I like that one.
Knitting can be fun.
Well, you're a man of many talents. Come on, you're not in a rut about reality. We have to have a little fun sometimes. When I was a kid, my grandmother knitted all the time, and I don't know why that just popped into my head. She would knit blankets of all kinds of beautifully, I might add. Nobody knits anymore. Not that it matters much.
Well, that's off the wall, Jeff, but
I'm sorry, that's my middle name. Off the wall. Okay.
But yeah, you're right. We have to lighten this up because in 2012, just after I'd retired, I just started a Blitzkrieg research program in Crestone Baca, Colorado, where I live, the Vatican City of the New World Order, as conservative columnist Tom DeWeese charged in a 1996 speech, and then the subtitle, An Exposé of the New World Religion. We talked about one of the other parts to this extended series that's on my 911nwo.com website. And that was the Jewish controllers and their destructive mission. We talked about that last week. I'm not exactly sure what got me targeted, whether it was that one or part six, which is mind control history and applications, which took me an entire year, 2012, to write, because it's kind of like going down into the ninth circle of hell to learn what our intelligence agencies, led by the CIA and the military and all kinds of psychologists from top universities, psychiatrists, military installations, gigantic top secret programs involved in a whole series of mind control programs, which very much were inherited directly from the Nazis, who came over. Many top mind scientists from the Nazis came over after World War II and Operation Paperclip, another top secret CIA program, which has been running on, certainly into the 70s and further. Again, it's like going into the ninth circle. What they have been trying to do is actually operationalize what British Prime Minister Winston Churchill stated in World War II, that future wars will be fought in the minds of men. And
do you think he knew what he was talking about when he said that, or was that just a figure of speech? I don't like to give that guy much credit, to be honest with you.
So let me get you
said something else was interesting. You said our CIA, and I'm wondering about that. Maybe it's the Tel Aviv branch of the Mossad.
Well, see, this is all part of it. And this article that I wrote, Mind Control, History and Applications, I sent a copy of that to Anna Paulina Luna's office, along with my much more extensive article on the entities behind the targeted individual program. And I said, I learned in 2012 through a whole year of research, and I had to put it down frequently and go hiking and try to get some joy back in my life, because this involves satanic ritual abuse, satanic ritual murder, trauma-based mind control, every manner of torture that you can imagine on children in order to produce Manchurian candidates, sex slaves, etc., that can be used in intelligence and military operations. This is a gigantic field. And what we saw in the 1.5-hour hearing presided over by Representative Luna was just... is a nothing burger. I've written this, 100-page article about this. I got 50 books on the topic. I've read them. I've underlined things. I've summarized them. This is the darkest subject I can think of. And it involves our government at an integral level. I mean, all these assassinations, and it's from JFK onward, even, involved these covert mind control technologies. We can talk about this for a year, based on my paper and my papers, because I've got others that are in this series that bring it up to date. But to give just a brief, after we, maybe we should talk about knitting. I don't know, it's more fun. The task force hearing was a measly hour and a half. It was called Mind Control and Accountability, Uncovering the Truth of the CIA's MKUltra Project. Okay, so an hour and a half with three witnesses, one of whom knew nothing about MKUltra, so total red herring. She was an NIH former employee, and she just wasted 15 minutes of the hour and a half. Congress asked a few interesting questions, and a couple witnesses included authors of books who were basically journalists. Tom O'Neill has researched for 20 years a book that's come out recently called Chaos, Charles Manson, the CIA, and the Secret History of the 60s. Okay, O'Neill acquitted himself quite well. He knows a lot, but of course he was only given about 15 minutes to speak. I can tell you what he said. But then the other one was a guy named Dr. Stephen Kinzer, who was writing a book for the New York Times about Sidney Gottlieb, who presided over MKUltra, and is called Poisoner in Chief. Sidney Gottlieb, then the CIA search for mind control. Anna Luna Paulina did say these were crimes against humanity, but the point was brought out, as you said, that no one's ever been held accountable. And the victims who involve, I'm sure, hundreds of thousands of Americans and others, and continue on with the targeted individual program today, which probably should be considered MKUltra version 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I agree. I concur. That's a good point. I agree.
They are not being recompensed. There's no restitution. There is no justice in this country. The criminals are walking around in suits. They work in Washington, D.C. They work at Langley. They work in the Pentagon. They work at our top universities. This is all
They appear on our ballots, too, at election time. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. You know, I don't want to cast aspersions against the attractive Anna Luna, Paulina Luna, but the CIA had figured out how to make Manchurian candidate assassins through hypnotism and radio frequencies even, and drugs, back in the 50s and 60s. And we have had all kinds of couriers, sex slaves, assassins that have been used in intelligence operations here and around the world. These people are basically mind-controlled slaves. Fritz Springmeier has written some books about this, estimating that between 2 and 10 million Americans, this is in a 96 book, 1996, are in fact mind-controlled sleepers. They can be triggered. Their minds have been fragmented into many, many different compartments or alters with amnesia barriers in between them, kind of like a computer, which can be accessed by their handlers through codes, cues, and triggers, much as we've seen in the movies like Manchurian Candidate.
The other side of that is after they're discharged, if that even happens, or dropped, or they wear out their usefulness to the program, they still have all of those compartmentalized personality variants. And they'll just shift randomly, I would think. They're no longer under direct control. So these people are often a mess. I mean, you won't recognize them from 1 hour to the next in some cases, I would think. Is that a fair estimate?
Well, that's a very interesting point. Okay, what happens to someone who has been programmed by our government, by our military, at military installations in the Monarch program, for instance, which is the operational version of the MKUltra, 149 subprojects of MKUltra. MKUltra is just one of many: MK Search, MK Naomi, Bluebird, Artichoke, Chatter, Gateway, Stargate. The mind control programs have been top secret beginning in 1947, probably earlier, probably during World War II. There have been enormous numbers of experimentees, non-consensual human experimentees. What happens to them? Well, many are disposed of at particular ages, killed off, because they figure that the programming is going to go haywire, because the human mind is pretty complex. But many have been kind of deprogrammed, and there are good psychologists out there, fortunately, who have learned how, in the last 20, 30 years, to help these individuals recover their real identities and no longer be biorobot slaves, which in fact is what these people are turned into. So the deep
programming. That's a remarkable rehabilitation. That's remarkable.
It's extremely painful. They have to. Walter Boart talks a lot about this in his Operation Mind Control Researchers Edition, 1994, which I've got. It's about 700 pages. True expert on this. These people have gone through hell, been put through hell. Then they have to go through the hell again, more or less, to come out of it to, talking therapy, aberrative therapy is one way. Others, like Boart, have found simpler ways to do it, or talk about simpler ways to do it. But I've got about 50 or 60 books on this, including books by Ellen Lacter, a PhD, and other psychologists who talk about deprogramming these victims. It can be done. Kathy O'Brien is one of the famous ones. Susan Ford or Bryce Taylor is another one who wrote a book called Thanks for the Memories. Kathy O'Brien wrote Transformation of America. And the first time I read that book, Jeff, I thought, gee, this is pretty sensational. She's talking about, you know, all these famous politicians like Senator Byrd as her handler and Bob Hope as her handler and these people who just, you know, sexually abused her on, right. you know, whenever they felt like it and pimped her out to anybody that they wanted to impress and or control through blackmail. I mean, this is the bottom of the human experience, as far as I can tell. If you want to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole, read my article. And I did send it to Anna Paulina Luna, and I'm pretty sure she didn't read it, but I guess I was leading up to the fact that she herself could be programmed. She could be a mind control product. I'm not saying she is, and I no offense to her, very attractive woman. But what I'm saying is that if there's 2 to 10 million in 1996 mm-hmm. Americans who have been programmed as biorobot slaves in this manner and can be remotely controlled by their handlers through these mm-hmm. cues, codes, and triggers, we have no guarantee that a number of these people are not in highest office. We have no guarantee. We certainly know that they tend to put these people in sports and in music and in entertainment and movies. This is a huge cult, and it's based on pedophilia of children, which causes the trauma, which then causes the dissociation or dissociative identity disorder that
the
allows
ID.
The quote-unquote
yeah.
quote-unquote trainer to split mm-hmm. off these alter personalities so that the child can survive. Mm-hmm. This would destroy the child, but nature, God, gives them a mechanism to survive. So in an extreme trauma event, like you're a child, you're being raped by an adult, maybe you're 5, maybe you're 3, maybe you're 2, which is commonplace in this program, then your identity, your id, your whatever you want to call it, your soul, jumps above your body, comes out of your body, and in that moment, you're dissociated. And the trainer who is familiar with this whole process can go ahead and train up a new personality from the dissociated personality. So what they want is people who are typically sexually abused as children, so they are very dissociative, so that they can install all these alter personalities in a structure which can be quite complicated. Now, this goes back to the Illuminati, who would do this to their own children. And, of course, the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, is a satanic cult from Bavaria, mostly Jewish. And this is how they're going to make a master race. The Nazis took this up and made it scientific. They passed it on to the CIA. You asked about Churchill. Mother was Jewish. And so he's Jewish by definition. But more than that, the British Army Psychological Warfare Division created the Tavistock Clinic right after World War One. So the Brits, very much an Illuminati-dominated country, and Jewish, of course. America, very much an Illuminati-dominated country. Germany, very much an Illuminati-dominated country. And Russia, to a large extent. These are the main Illuminati countries that have pursued these extremely evil, devilish technologies, which now are very, very high tech, and I think that the targeted individual program, which involves supercomputers and directed energy weapons and, you know, Gwen Towers and all kinds of things, is very much a continuation of this. And there's a great many PIs thinking about what's happening to their lives. It's all over the internet. They're not all lying. The same thing is happening to them all.
Right.
So this is a gigantic program. Some suggest it could be part of the Black Awakening. At the time that whoever, you know, the Antichrist shows up or someone is proclaimed the Antichrist, that all of these sleepers can be activated into certain alter personalities. Last week we talked about the Jewish controllers, And I talked about how the Jewish Talmud sanctions sex with babies and children. I didn't say, however, that it also sanctions sex with demons and animals. You have this satanically animated, quote-unquote, race or subspecies.
No restrictions.
You know, which is,
no restrictions.
What, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're having sex with demons, or you're summoning demons, and, you know, succubus, incubus, all this stuff, that would certainly change your identity into something else. But anyway, this is the darkest I've found in the world, and it is unfortunately a very, very real part of our national experience. 1967, Lincoln Lawrence, a pseudonym for a professor, wrote a book called Were We Controlled? An Investigation into the JFK Assassination, in which he shows that radio hypnotic intracerebral control, and EDM, and that's RHAC, and electronic dissolution of memory, both products of MKUltra mind control research, were used in the John F. Kennedy assassination. So since then, you know, and probably before, we've had so many of these intelligence military operations which have, you know, created, used patsies and mentoring candidate killers, all these. This is the subtext of what happened all through our lifetimes, Jeff. I mean, so many of these events, Oklahoma City, you know, well, okay, Saran, of the RFK assassination, Oklahoma City with the special ops guy, Timothy McVeigh. I mean, these guys are all programmed by these technologies, and who shows up to defend them? Well, it's CIA psychiatrist Dr. Jolyon West, starting with the Manson murders of 1969, and he programmed Manson and tried to act as
he was definitely linked to programming Manson. How did you find that out? That's fascinating.
Well, actually, this is what Tom O'Neill uncovered in his book, Chaos, Charles Manson, the CIA, and the Secret History of the 60s. He goes on and on about the free clinic that was in San Francisco. Remember the Summer of Love, 1967? And that's when Jolyon West had an office there. Manson and his groupies would show up regularly.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, and the other guys working side by side are doing all these experiments with drugs. Well, Manson was a CIA creation, and according to O'Neill, it was all part of the CIA's MH Chaos operation, which was to discredit the youth of America. They had created the counterculture, sex, drugs, and rock and roll by importing all the drugs and everything, and this was to discredit the legitimate criticisms of the Vietnam War and to separate the generations. And having grown up in the 60s, I can say that they were rather successful. We had basically a civil war going on in the 60s between the youth and the World War II generation that thought, hey, go over and kill those gooks, you know. And we a lot of us, the ones with brains, saw through it and said, this is insane. Those people don't know anything about communism or capitalism. They're rice farmers, you know. But the military and complex, industrial complex, has to have a war to test their latest equipment.
Still going on today, friends. Nothing new. Nothing new.
Yeah, they, and of course there was a lot of mind control testing going on in the Vietnam War, because they were taking these mind-controlled super soldiers, you know, the special forces, and experimenting with them over there. They're over here, over there. There's a whole subtext to our country which is so evil and so dark that most
few would
people
believe
would
it.
Be
it's that dark.
Hesitant
they wouldn't
to look
believe
at it.
It,
but the facts are all there.
Yeah, it's true. You've done astounding research into this. Your library alone has buried within each volume in there another nugget, another piece of this enormous tapestry of of satanic blackness. It's awful what people will do. Given the power, given the money, whatever, they'll do anything to other human beings. That's not the way it's supposed to work. But it does. No problem. And as far as having no conscience, taking another human life and destroying it mentally, psychologically, emotionally, intellectually, etc., there are lots of people who do that all the time. And as far as taking lives, period, look at the state of Israel. Man, they kill every single day. They're slaughtering people in Gaza. Still, isn't 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 enough? Nope, not enough. They want them all dead. And no one is going to stop them. No one. No. And don't believe the Trump supposed antagonism toward the Zionist state of Israel. Don't buy that for a second. It's all showbiz. It's all theater. All of it. Don't trust any of them and don't believe any of it. Come to your own conclusions. Now, if you'd like, let me play the opening of, and I still say that Anna Paulina Luna, and there are a lot of people out there trying to locate the nude photos of her that she was tossed out of the military, allegedly, for providing to various, I guess, publications. She was a little bit of a radical, and there she is, right there. I'm looking at the still frame of it today, opening the hearing. Now, don't forget that 9 months ago, she also was given a plum. These are big endorsements by allowing her to run this House Oversight Committee holding a hearing on UFO transparency. Let me do this. Let me play just a minute of that to give you an idea. This is 9 months ago. Now, a lot of people would give anything, as you know, Eric, to hold hearings over such a fascinating topic. Now, this UFO hearing, you're going to hear the opening about it. I guess it's underway, the section I'll play. But this is a big deal. This is before they're talking about disclosure directly. But here, take a listen. This is Anna P. period Luna.
For you and a few other people to come into a skiff and tell us what you know without being subject to the Espionage Act, etc.
Thank you, ma'am.
So that's just kind of an update. But as a task force, because we're not a full subcommittee and there are certain authorities that haven't been granted to us probably because they don't want us to have it, but there are ways to work around it, so we're kind of figuring that out. Pursuant to Committee Rule 9C, the majority and minority will have an additional 30 minutes each to ask questions of the witnesses without objection. So ordered. With that being said, if you guys want to jump in the queue, I know Representative Crane, Burleson, and likely Burchett have a few more questions. I'll just start out with two, and then I'll pass the buck to Burleson. Burchett, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Burchett and then Crane. Just real quick, Mr. Knapp, in short.
Okay, you get the idea. I mean, she's taking charge. This woman is using just the last name of fellow congressmen, Burchett. Just calling them out by their last names. Very unusual behavior for anyone in the Congress. You usually say representative or give them some nod. Now, here she is today with the second major media plum being added to her cap. This is Anna Luna accusing the CIA of crimes against Americans at the MK Ultra opening day hearing today.
This hearing from the Task Force on Declassification of Federal Secrets will come to order. Welcome, everyone. Without objection, the chair may declare a recess at any time. I recognize myself for the purpose of making an opening statement. This hearing is about the crimes committed by the Central Intelligence Agency against the American citizens and the decades of secrecy used to conceal them. The American people deserve a complete and truthful record. The victims and their families deserve acknowledgement, and this Congress has a constitutional obligation to ensure that full declassification is not delayed any longer. Project MKUltra was not a policy failure or an overzealous program that got out of hand. It was a deliberate, systematic governmental operation that subjected American citizens, prisoners, hospital patients, veterans, ordinary people to LSD, electroshock, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, psychological torture, without their knowledge or consent. This went on for 20 years on American soil, funded by American taxpayer dollars and authorized by the very top of U.S. intelligence apparatus. And this program, when it did end, the men who ran it did not cooperate with investigators. They did not come forward. They committed another crime. They destroyed evidence. The documents this task force has reviewed are unambiguous. In January 1973, the director of the CIA, Richard Helms, prepared to leave office. He personally ordered the destruction of MKUltra records. The CIA official document in writing states, over my stated objectives, the MKUltra files were destroyed by the order of DCI Mr. Helms shortly before his departure from office. A separate internal account confirms that Helms telephoned Dr. Gottlieb directly and instructed him to destroy, quote, all files pertaining to drug research and associated activities. Gottlieb compiled four people, spent an entire day tearing, burning down 152 files. Then Gottlieb had his personal papers destroyed by his secretary before he retired. The head of the CIA-owned records center protested the destruction in writing, but he was overruled. That is obstruction of justice. That is criminal destruction of federal records, and neither individuals were ever charged with a crime for it. Helms received a $2,000 fine for lying to Congress about an unrelated matter and collected his government pension until he died. Gottlieb retired in rural Virginia and wrote poetry. No one went to prison. No victim was ever formally compensated by the government for the harm that they caused.
Okay, that's today. So if you or I went before Congress and were sworn in and were caught lying, do you think we'd get a $2,000 fine and told to go home and sit in the corner for an hour? This is crazy. These people, there's no accountability. And it was an unrelated matter, I get it, Helms, but these people get away with anything. Because the power is layered in such a way that the higher you go, and they were high, Gottlieb, Helms, all way up there. It's just, they're untouchable. They're answerable to nobody, period. That's the true end of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Kinzer was the guy who wrote Poisoner in Chief. He told an interesting story. And again, total tip of the iceberg here. This is a vast subject. But, you know, we can tell little stories about this for another 5 years. You know, I really could with the research I've done.
I believe you.
But the story that he tells is the CIA had initiated mind control work with some of the top Nazi mind scientists who had done all these devastating experiments in Dachau and places like that, Auschwitz. People like Joseph Mengele, who were true monsters. Mengele, I think, very high Illuminatus. And they had safe houses, quote-unquote, which were locally known as CIA torture houses, wherein they did, quote-unquote, terminal experiments, really just picking up where the Nazis left off, actually with the Nazi mind scientists, who then they brought over to the United States. But he talks about these safe houses in Germany that would be conducted by the CIA in chalets and things like that. This would be totally secret to Americans, but well known to the Germans in the neighborhood. These safe houses, quote unquote, are the equivalent of what has been done in many, many, many hospitals in America, Canada, and throughout the world, torturing people. The basic idea was to erase the mind and reprogram it as if the mind were a computer. And, of course, there's great resistance.
Eric, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we really want to put this all at the feet of the so-called Nazis? I think Americans and their own scientists, going back to the origination of genetics and all of that, right after the turn of the century, we created a lot of evil here too. I think it's part of the human condition. The Russians, the Soviets, rather. Look, there's no shortage of evil in the human species. I don't care what culture you're talking about. You go back in their history and you'll find horrific examples of inhuman behavior. So I hear it loud and clear what you're saying, and I agree, but I think there's a lot more to it and a much broader canvas that is almost impossible to assay and present that we really need to keep in mind. This is a huge issue. Evil from human to human.
You know, we're talking about Satanism. They're using satanic ritual abuse. They're using satanic ritual murder.
Yep.
And yes, this goes beyond particular cultures. Let me just read a little bit from my paper here. My point is that they didn't have an exclusive
on dealing with satanic issues. We have it all over the place. That's just my point.
Right, especially now. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Ewan Cameron was a friend of the highest Tavistock British psychological warfare guy. He's from Scotland. He came over, worked with the CIA, and he had a very prestigious position at McGill University in Canada.
Yeah.
And he was working with the Canadian government in concert with the CIA to erase the mind. He called it depatterning, and to rebuild it by psychic driving. Now, here's an example from a book called Project Bluebird, which preceded MKUltra in 1950, by Dr. A. Colin Ross, a psychologist. And what is the Canadian contribution to mind control? Dr. Cameron succeeded in erasing some of his patients' minds, at least partially, in a lecture to the 9th Annual Western Clinical Conference on Trauma and Dissociation. Dr. Colin A. Ross gave a clinical example of Cameron's success in this regard. This is experiments in the 1960s.
Colin Ross.
Linda McDonald.
Excuse me. Colin Ross? Colin A. Ross?
Yes.
Yeah, he's... I think I had him on the program.
Well, he's certainly one of the experts in this field.
Yeah, Colin Ross.
Canadian psychiatrist,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry for the interruption, but just you rang a bell.
Yeah, and so this is Dr. Colin A. Ross speaking in 1996 at this conference. Linda McDonald was the name of a Canadian woman, actually a wife of a politician, was 25 years old when she went to McGill University to be treated for relatively mild postpartum depression. She turned 26 during her hospitalization from March to early September 1963. During the course of her hospitalization, she received 102 ECT electroconvulsive therapy treatments using the Page-Russell technique, in which the button is pushed six times per treatment instead of one time. She also received about 80 days of barbiturate and neuroleptic-induced sleep. This is called the sleep room sometimes. During the course of her hospitalization, more or less incarceration, now I not only have her own testimony, I also have the actual medical record with all of the nursing notes documenting this and Ewan Cameron's signature in the chart.
Yeah.
So this is not rumor or patient distortion. This is the actual record. And this is work that has been settled out of court by the CIA in Canada, so there's been some money given to the families. She comes in a normal, depressed person. She gets regressed back to incontinent of urine, incontinent of feces, totally disoriented, unable to state her own name, year, where she
is. They practically put her back in the womb, didn't they?
Just about. She couldn't recognize her children, recognize her husband. She gradually comes out of this. At the time of the discharge, she is sent home to live with her husband and children, resume normal sexual relations with her husband. She doesn't know how to drive a car, read, cook, use a toilet. Not only does she not know exactly what sex is all about, she's not exactly sure who her husband is. She doesn't know what the concept of a husband is. Anyway, so guys like Ross have written extensively about these CIA experiments. And he goes on, Linda McDonald had complete amnesia for her life before age 26, ever since she was depatterned by MKUltra contractor Dr. Ewan Cameron. Her treatment at the Allen Memorial Institute involved intensive application of three of these brainwashing techniques: drug disinhibition, prolonged sleep treatment, and prolonged psychological isolation. They were combined with the electrical equivalent of 612 conventional ECT treatments. The amount of electricity introduced into Linda McDonald's brain exceeded by 76.5 times the maximum amount recommended in the ECT. And what's interesting, Jeff, is
how
Dr.
did she
Cameron
survive? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that shows how tough humans are. Dr. Cameron was president of the American Psychiatric Association, the Canadian Psychiatric Association, and the World Psychiatric Association. You couldn't get higher than this monster. And yet, this is the kind of work that he believed in and he carried out for decades. Died in 1967, supposedly in a mountain climbing incident, but could have been taken out by the CIA and more or less held out as a kind of a, you know, it's all his fault kind of thing. Cameron, this was subproject, MKUltra subproject 85, which involved depatterning and psychic driving to reprogram the human mind. Of course, this is what the CIA has been wanting to do all along. In 1951 or 52, in a memo on Project Bluebird, they said, let's see here. They said the goal, our aim was to find ways, to get the people to do our bidding against their sense of personal morals and even against their sense of survival. In other words, to create mind control robot slaves. And they obviously succeeded in doing this. We talked recently about some of the work that seems that some of our special forces guys, like the Navy SEALs, are doing to mind control other Americans. And if you look deeply enough, I've found segments that where Walter Boart was able to kind of interview ex-military people who said, yeah, these people themselves are mind-controlled to fairly high degrees. So the people that are doing these horrific things to other humans are themselves under torture-based mind control. If you want to know where, you know, how these things are being used, now that we got AI should be able to figure this out pretty quick. But I don't know if its programmers are going to allow tracking and tracing these activities. But this is what needs to come out from AI, in my opinion. These crimes of the deep state of the CIA and their front organizations, the national security state, with millions of classified documents all hiding crimes. Mm-hmm. Every one mm-hmm. of these operations is illegal. And that's why they're classified national security, ma'am. Can't tell you. Mm-hmm. If what we have to do is we have to repeal the National Security Act of 1947 that created the CIA and get these secrets out on the table. Obviously, Anna Luna's little conference here, which seems to be over after 1.5 hours, so in other words, just a PR gesture, seems another to have been a response. What's that?
It's just another feather. They're grooming this woman, I'm telling you.
So it's basically spin control cover on the part of our handlers, our superiors, our overlords in the intelligence agencies, the CIA and NSA being primary. We need to repeal the National Security Act. We need to declassify and unredact all of these documents of operations that have been carried out in the name of the American people with our taxpayer money. This is a rogue operation. This is the breakaway civilization. These are the people that are destroying the world for their own benefit. They have, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. CIA and NSA, top of the heap of the brotherhood, the organization, the enterprise, criminal, mafia, enterprise. CIA in 1947 joined up with the mafia in the United States so they could overthrow the elections in Italy. In 1947, they joined up with the Eastern Front of the Nazi spy machine called the Galen Organization. They were trained by MI6. They came out of OSS, the Office of Strategic Service. CIA never worked for the American people. It always worked for the central bankers of Europe. It continues to work for their interests. It is a criminal, the greatest criminal operation in the history of the world, and I recommend these books in this order. Please read L. Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team, the CIA in control of and its allies in control of the United States and the world. Read Douglas Valentine's CIA as Organized Crime, How Covert Operations Corrupt America and the World. Read William Blum's Killing Hope, history of CIA interventions throughout the world, overthrow of governments, CIA coups, insurrections and assassinations, crack in America, cocaine in America, criminals in America. This is a completely out of control rogue group that needs to be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. And Luna did say crimes against humanity. She didn't say crimes against America. It's not what I heard anyway. So we're talking about a rogue organization that works for the Federal Reserve and the central bankers, who are mostly
European Jews. Who controls that rogue organization? Seriously. Is it in and of itself a monstrous creation, or is there another hand essentially running it? Mossad.
Well, I'd say Satan.
It's a synonym that certainly fits. Go ahead.
Yeah, the central bankers of the world, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, they've been
that's
called
an manifestation
the Rockefellers'
of evil
private army
on the planet, satanic evil. But remember, back,
Rothschild
and I mentioned
number
this.
One Illuminati family, king of the Jews.
Yeah.
Their god is
yeah.
money. Rockefeller is number two tier Illuminati family that serves the Rothschilds, Bush family, and the Harrimans would be another tier two Illuminati family. Bush would be a tier three Illuminati family. These are all Satanists of the highest order. The mythology, maybe it's true, is that when the Rothschilds have a huge party at one of their sumptuous $1 trillion or whatever mansions, they always leave an empty seat at the table in case Satan wants to show up.
I had a friend who attended one of those, it was a dinner in Los Angeles in Hollywood, and there was the empty seat at the front top of the table. You're right. It was right to the right side of at the head of the table sat the person throwing the dinner, the party, whatever. There was, on his right, as I remember it, was the empty chair. It was always left empty. Anyway, Now we go back to, I mentioned genetics earlier, which certainly is the backbone of, think about the people in eugenics in this country. Charles B. Davenport, he was a biologist. He founded basically eugenics in America in 1910 in New York. Here's a line. He directed major research efforts cataloging family pedigrees to identify and track supposed defective hereditary traits. This genealogy is tied into eugenics, a lot of it. They're looking for traits, and they wanted to expunge those traits from the human species. They wanted them gone. This is what it was all about. The lesser races they looked at as being completely extraneous to the process of civilization, et cetera, et cetera. But where are we right now, today, in terms of remote controlling the human mind? Where are we? This is a very difficult question. It's good for a whole program. But seriously, where are we? Can they zero in on you, me, anyone, and rework our personalities remotely and turn us into different people, basically? Emphasize things, or introduce new things? We know they can insert memories into our brains that we never experienced before. They can take memories that we have experienced out. What do you think? Just give us a minute or so on this.
Yes, well, okay, very, very provocative questions. in this little hearing, again, Tom O'Neill, who wrote this book, Chaos, did a good job. He said he uncovered letters between Jolyon West at UCLA, the head of the psychiatry department there, and Sidney Gottlieb, who was overseeing the MKUltra program, which spanned the period 1953 to 1956. Both of them are Jewish, by the way. And in the letter, he recovered from West personal papers, which he donated to UCLA. So he was digging through 20 boxes looking for these letters, correspondence, that West had left there. And West was saying that, yes, we can remove memories. you know, through hypnosis and drugs and other traumas from individuals' brains and implant new memories in 1956. Now, this, according to O'Neill, was hidden from the church committee hearings in 1977 in the Senate, the first big hearings on MKUltra. So that was a bit of a bombshell that he threw out. But in terms of can they control people's minds, last time we were quoting extensively from an article that I downloaded from the Internet entitled Merry Christmas America 2013 from the U.S. Navy Special Operations Disclosure on Technologies and Applications Being Used Against American Targeted Individuals. Okay, well, so yes, they're saying that they can take anybody over in 5 minutes. As we went through that document, and they lay it out. And they're apparently the technologies involve satellites and supercomputers, directed energy weapons, Glenn Towers, a whole series of technologies, sometimes referred to as the technology. And this is in the hands of our military, apparently. I would suggest it's in the hands of the Israeli military, which is now merging
with our military. I would suggest you're right. Yes, especially since it's going to become part of our military if they pass certain legislation or laws, whatever they're passing. All right, we have to wrap it up on that note. Just about finish it up, Eric. Give us another 15 seconds. That was really an extraordinary output tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you for, you know, talking about these things. I know you have a good background in this. Americans need to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. Mind control is, of course, one of the sickest and most odious of all possible invasions of a human being, the space between your ears. If that's not ours, which, of course, Noah Yuval Harari at the World Economic Forum says is no longer ours, then we're really not, we don't have free will, we're not humans. So I suggest that we find the tyrants, we find the technologies, and we disable them one way or another. And I believe we will, because I do believe in God. I do believe humans are the crown of God's creation. I do believe God's got our back, and I believe these guys deserve hell. And the sooner they get it, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well said and wrapped up perfectly. Thank you, sir, and we'll talk again soon. I'm going to watch this. Are there any more scheduled hearings, or was that it today? Is it shut down?
I think that was it. That's why I was a little frustrated. It's like, how can you talk about MK Ultra in an hour and a half?
That's absurd.
Something,
No. Then it was just window dressing, and they're just, you know, building her up. I think
it's just a PR gesture, you know.
You can put it on her resume.
Nuggets, you know, that came from Kinzer and O'Neill. But other than that, I was not impressed with our Congress people. Questions.
Is all over their heads, or they've been told stay away, whatever. I don't know. It's not encouraging. Thank you very much, Eric. We'll talk soon. You be safe out there.
Okay. You too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye,
Jeff. Good night. Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom, one of the most articulate people in this field you'll ever hear. We'll pause on that note and come back with more after this.